There are thousands of people, men, women, children, who are exhausted and hungry from the world's wars, who are walking over roads in Europe this weekend. Refugees from Syria and Iraq and other places have been streaming into Europe for months, and after a week of refusing to let them board trains in Hungary to continue their journey, authorities briefly reversed course last night and chartered hundreds of buses to transport migrants to the Austrian border. But today, Hungarian authorities said they would no longer provide buses to the border. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley witnessed this march last night and sent this report.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
How are you? Are you tired?
I am so tired, but if we are feeling freedom, we will go. Thanks.
The stream of humanity arrived along the highway about 18 miles out of Budapest at dusk on Friday. They'd been walking most of the day. Hundreds, like 17-year-old Syrian Shadi Ramun, had been camped out at Budapest's main train station for days, where all trains westward had been canceled. He says people just couldn't take it any longer.
The Hungary police won't let us leave his country.
And so everyone decided at once, we go?
That's it. We talked to each other and we said we will go walking because we have no choice.
The Austrian border is 100 miles away, but no one seems daunted by that.
It's amazing. At the train station, people seemed beaten down and desperate, and here they're all smiling despite the fact that they're walking.
There are hundreds of families with small children and babies. A young man pushes an old man in a wheelchair. And there's 20-year-old Khaled Ahmed, who has a prosthetic leg up to his hip.
This is a plastic leg. A plastic leg.
Khaled is perched on a bike pushed by one friend. Another carries his crutches.
I'm from Syria.
What happened to your leg?
A bomb in my house.
Baby, what a baby.
At a rest stop along the highway, scores of Hungarian citizens come out to help. They give out food, blankets, and baby strollers. Susan Molnar says her government's harsh treatment of the migrants compelled her to come.
I think that this is the normal human right to receive this and to help. And I am ashamed. I'm shaming. All the press is full with those pictures about Hungary. But the Hungarian people, they do like me.
Thank you.
Hungarian police cars zoomed up and down the highway, but authorities did not try to stop the marching migrants, even though all week police blocked them from moving freely and tried to herd them into camps. The refugees want to move to countries in Western Europe, particularly Germany, where they say job and asylum prospects are better. European leaders are struggling and divided over a solution to the crisis. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban called the migrants a threat to Europe's Christian identity, but Chancellor Angela Merkel said Germany would accept all Syrians who could make it there. Back on the highway, the migrants rest in the grass for a brief moment before a group leader urges them to keep moving. An exhausted-looking man with a baby strapped to his chest begins to get back on his feet.
Why don't you rest here now?
One Hungarian woman tries to convince the migrants to stay for the night, to no avail. But before they move on, she takes off her own tennis shoes.
They are very warm, but very comfortable.
And puts them on the feet of a woman who is walking in flip-flops. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, on the Budapest-Vienna highway.